On behalf of VMware and Carahsoft, we would like to welcome you to today's podcast. We are lucky enough to have Lindy Christian, VMware's Channels Engagement Manager, to discuss the benefits and updates of your VMware rules. Hi, Lindy.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am doing good. We're doing this on a Friday, and it's just my favorite day of the week, so I'm good.
Oh, I think I can agree with you there. Is it crazy with end of year for VMware right now?
It is crazy. And, you know, I know we talked about doing this in December, and I thought, oh, well, you know, end of year, it's really busy. And then now January's here, and I'm thinking, oh, it's end of quarter now, so it's busy. So it's just one of those things where I feel like it's just, you know, you turn the corner and it's just always busy, but it's good.
I agree. I think it's always end of quarter or end of month. Or end of year or something.
Right.
It's
something. I agree.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky to be able to talk to you. You're definitely a superhero on our team. So we appreciate you taking the time to do this today. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that is not true, but I'm happy to be here.
No, it's very true. It's definitely escalating it to Lindy is a line that we use here that we know that everything's going to be taken care of. So you are definitely a superhero on our team for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I wanted to get into it with a few questions about renewals. And I wanted to ask you, first off, what are the benefits of maintaining support and subscription?
Sure. So I would say maintaining active support and subscription gives customers access to opening an unlimited amount of technical support tickets to assist their team if an issue comes up. They can either open their tickets through a web-based or a phone-based support option. They also will be maintaining access to all of our online knowledge base articles, some discussion forums with other customers and partners, and then maintaining access to various other technical resources. And then in addition to that, they're eligible to download VMware's latest bug fixes and upgrades to new version releases of their products.
That's amazing. It really is, like, at the end of the day, helping them, really making their life easier.
Right.
What happens if a customer is in a situation where their support lapses?
Sure. So if a customer doesn't renew their support by the date of expiration, they wouldn't be covered and eligible to open a technical support case and would lose access to those product updates that are available. They would also be responsible for paying for any reinstatement fees or backdating charges that would be added to their renewal cost starting after date of expiration. You know, we do offer a per incident support on a select group of our products. That kind of quickly becomes more expensive than actually just maintaining their active support and subscription. So my recommendation to a customer in this scenario would be to reach out to their preferred VMware partner and their VMware renewal rep to get assistance in getting the support renewed as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Is there any grace period or is it on the day when it ends?
Sure. So we don't have a grace period on the renewal side, no. So reinstatement fees and backdating charges would automatically be added to the renewal cost starting date after expiration. Then they would also immediately lose access to, like I said, those technical support tickets and then lose the ability to download any updates in their portal.
Okay. And then the reinstatement fees are 20% added to what their original cost would have been.
Sure. The calculation is, it's about 20% of their annual renewal cost, but then when you add on backdating charges, the costs sort of increase the number of days they are expired, right? So it really depend on when they renew on exactly how much those fees would be. But yes, so you're exactly right. So it's roughly 20% of their annual renewal cost.
And then I wanted to ask you, what enhancements have been made recently for me to get more value out of maintaining support?
Oh, this is a great question, and I'm really glad you asked this. So, you know, what I would say is it's a really exciting time right now at VMware where we're seeing many of our customers are looking to move to the cloud. And, we really see the renewal event as the best time to leverage our new subscription upgrade SKUs to move from a perpetual licensing model to our subscription offers, which wouldn't be an option or wouldn't be available if the customer had allowed their support subscription to expire. And then, you know, another thing I would add to that is that I think sort of as the professional world has become more decentralized in the last couple of years, you know, we've seen remote work become the norm. So maintaining current support really allows customers to effectively manage that challenge by providing on-demand support to really the anywhere workplace.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I completely agree with you that we are moving towards a remote work-life world.
Right.
Do you ever happen to have any customers that you talk to that really aren't educated on renewals, where you've had to explain kind of renewals like in a very basic form? I know for me, I've had to explain it in the form of like Amazon renewal, like when you get Amazon and then the next year you pay that back, where it's kind of like that, but not automatic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we talk to customers and partners all the time that might not necessarily be, you know, in the know necessarily on everything VMware renewals, right? That's what I do every day. I think, you know, it's been, this month will be 8 years that I've been on the renewals team at VMware. And I mean, it's something, like I said, I know every day and I work with every day. But yeah, of course, we talk to customers all the time and they don't necessarily know everything. So, you know, walking a customer through the basics of this, I feel like that is, you know, pretty normal. So yeah, absolutely.
And then with your 8 years being there, what are you excited for, looking for in the next few years, or what has grown tremendously in the past 8 years that you've been able to be a part of?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really goes back to something I said a couple of minutes ago, which is just kind of our move and, you know, customers' desire to really move to the cloud and all of our new subscription offerings. So that's something that's really exciting to be a part of. And, you know, just through the last, you know, 8 years, I've been in different roles sort of on the team. So I feel like I've seen, you know, different perspectives. You know, I was a renewal rep and I managed, you know, a commercial region. I, you know, was a federal renewal rep. I moved into the channel role. And so it's just kind of getting to see different things. So yeah, certainly, you know, really excited to see what the next, you know, 8 years bring.
Yeah, that's so amazing. No wonder that you are the person that we can go to, because you really have seen it all.
I always think that until the next day I get an email and it's something I've never seen. And I think, well, it's something new every day, which is, I think, another reason why I love my role, because I do think, oh, I've done this. I know what I'm doing. And then as soon as you think that, you get something or something hits your desk and it's brand new and you're relearning something. So that's exciting, though.
Yes. Well, that's great to hear 8 years in that you have those days too, because so do I. So that's encouraging that that's never going to end.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we probably all, we all deal with that for sure.
Awesome. All right. Well, those are the questions that I had for you. Do you have anything else that you'd like to speak on?
I don't. I think, no, I think I'm good on my side.
Okay. Well, it was great speaking with you. Lynn, you are such a wealth of knowledge, and I know that, like I said, we can always run to you for us to help with anything. And thank you for joining us today.
No, thank you guys so much. And I love working with your entire team just as much. So thank you guys so much.
Oh, we appreciate that. All right. Thanks for listening. If you would like more information on VMware renewals or Carahsoft, please visit us at carahsoft.com or email us at vmwarerenewals@carahsoft.com. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.